Hello, this is a Podfic interview recorded for Voice Team 2020-2021. I am Litra, and I have a couple of friends with me. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Chantress. I've been podficking for a number of years. That's a number. Who even knows? Time is fake.
I am Luna, and I have also been potficking for a number of years, but pretty inconsistently.
All right. Yeah, I think we're all veterans at this point.
Sounds good.
So let's go ahead and jump into the questions. To start off, how would you introduce yourself as a podficker? And I'll go ahead and jump in with an example to get us started. I would say that I am most known for my voices. I like to do character voices. I have a couple that are way down here and very gravelly. And I have a couple of that are more up here and a bit more sassy. I have occasionally also played around with audio editing and sound effects, but they're a little bit trickier, so it's only every once in a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess...
Go ahead,
yeah,
Chantress.
I guess I'll go next. I'm kind of the minimalist podficker. Like, if I can't do it with my voice, I usually don't end up doing it at all. So that's kind of pushed the boundaries of what I'm willing to attempt in terms of doing it myself and not trying to figure out Audacity effects, because I can do basic things in editing, but most of it baffles me.
That is completely a mood. I am totally with you on that.
But I have the habit of falling in love with long fic and needing to make podfic of it, which sometimes I follow through and sometimes it sits there like, mother, give me
legs. In progress.
So, and I also kind of get into the voices aspect of it, like,
yeah,
it's especially being in Witcher fandom now, there's a lot of opportunity to really ham it up, so I like to go for it. Yeah.
Nice. I would say, I would also say that I am not, like, heavy on editing. I read stories because I enjoy the stories, so I want other people to be able to enjoy the story. I think that's kind of where I come into podfic. And I also don't do much with editing. And I've been getting more into voices, but less acting and more just for myself to feel like, when I read in my head, I know who's who. Mm. But yeah, like pretty simple, pretty straightforward, like really nothing fancy. Just reading stories because I like the stories.
That's valid.
And hey, that's how we all get into podfic, so all the better.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so next question. What was the first thing you ever recorded, and why did you choose that story?
Ooh. I could go.
Go ahead.
So, I think the first thing I ever participated in, actually, was this multi-voice that a bunch of my, like, local fanish friends, we got together and we sat down in a room and we're like, look at this Merlin fanfic. Let's all read it together. So we plunked the laptop in the middle of the room. I don't think we had a microphone. And we just sat in a circle and read a fic.
Nice.
And that was it. And that was really fun. I thoroughly enjoyed that experience.
Were you actually recording that, or was it just reading to each other?
We did record it, but I don't think it exists anywhere posted on the internet, because it's just, yeah, a bunch of us randomly reading.
I can go ahead and go next.
What's that? Oh, okay.
So my first fan work, I sort of started with Amplificathon, but my first podfic was actually, like, the December before that, and I, knew about podfic, so I went and recorded one of my own stories, and I think the fandom was Batman Beyond, which
nice.
Was my first fandom, so, that would make sense. And, so I recorded it, and then I brought it over to my mom and was like, does this sound okay?
Aww.
So, yeah, that was...
That's so cool. I love that you share your fandom things with your mom.
Yeah, she's not really in fandom, but she does indulge me quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've dragged my mom into various fandoms over the years, and she's not like in fandom, but she'll go there with me, like to the point where she'll start asking, "So when are they going to get together?"
Nice.
The pining has been going on too long. When are they going to sleep together?
Amazing.
Yeah.
She is fanish. I would say that's being fanish.
Yeah, like, yeah. I like to joke that I'm like her fandom sommelier. Like, we have an excellent vintage tonight, madam.
Would you like some unrequited pining or some?
Yeah.
Are you more interested in enemies to lovers, or would you like some fluff tonight?
Exactly. Lovely.
Yeah, and actually the first podfic I ever recorded was for her, because I wanted to share this story with her, and it was too long for me to just sit her down next to the computer and read it to her in one sitting. So... I got myself a microphone and I just started in recording. And then I found out later that this was something that other people were doing. And it was like, oh, okay.
That is so cool.
Nice. So can you tell us what fandom that was?
It was original fiction, actually. The story was called Wizard and Warrior, and it is sadly no longer on the internet, but I do have, like, the entire thing copy and pasted into a Word document on my hard drive still.
Ooh.
So at some point, I may go back and, like, redo the main story, 'cause, I was not very skilled starting out, and there's a bunch of it that is just not fit to be shared, but that is something I would want to go back and possibly post someday.
Yes, yeah. That is so awesome. Please do.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so... had you ever recorded something or had any acting training or anything else that you think may have affected your podficker style?
I think my day job is as a teacher, and I teach ESL, so like reading a story to like my students is something that comes really naturally to me, so I think maybe that aspect translated pretty naturally to podficking, because instead of reading to a live audience, I'm just reading to a microphone. to an asynchronous audience.
Cool. Yeah, I think it probably goes back to my mom reading me books when I was really little, and she actually she jokes that she's so bad at it that I taught myself to read so I could show her how to do it. Because it immediately turned into me reading books to her. So
that is so lovely.
Yeah,
though.
So yeah, and I've read like Terry Pratchett and stuff to her, so I'd already been doing that for a while before I got into recording it.
That's so cool.
Nice. Well, that's much more impressive than my just 2 years of acting practice.
Ooh. Tell us about that.
Well, many years ago, back in high school, I was in the acting section of things. And my high school actually had a pretty good acting department or theater department. And so when I was in the more advanced acting class, at one point we were working on a play that had British accents, Scottish accents, and Irish accents all in the same play.
Wow.
So, that was a bit of an adventure, and our teacher sat us down and was like, okay, here's how you do these accents.
Wow.
All the little ticks of putting it in your mouth in different places. And
that's really cool.
Neat.
It definitely taught me a lot, and I've definitely brought it into podficking and using
that's
it nowadays.
Yeah, that's a great skill. Can you give us an example of like how you guys went about learning accents? That sounds really fascinating.
It was like where you put the voice in your mouth, because like if it goes back into your throat and then you don't talk with your lips as much, then like I don't even know what this accent is, but it's a something. And then if you talk it within the front of your mouth, and right now I'm really rolling my R's too, so. But it's also about listening to the different accents. Like, if I ever have to do a British or a Scottish accent, I will go onto YouTube and, like, listen to 15, 20 minutes of somebody talking in that accent so I can really get it in my brain and focus on specific words they use and things like that.
Right. Very cool.
All right, let's see what our next question is. How about a story about the most fun you ever had producing a podfic? A cool story.
Huh. Well, now that I have to think about it, I'm drawing a blank.
Go.
Well, I had the question beforehand, so I can go ahead and go first.
Please.
So one of the favorite times I ever had podficking, I love dragging my friends in to record with me and stuff. So one time I was working on, I think it was a Numbers fanfic, and I had dragged in two or three of my friends to help do the voices, and there was one character, it was a more minor character, but he was a New York gangster, and my friend was recording, and he couldn't get the accent. He kept trying and trying and trying, but for whatever reason, he had this section of lines that he kept stumbling over. So he starts going off on this line, and he starts saying all these different lines from different movies and things, trying to get into this 20s era gangster New York accent. And I'm sitting there next to him, trying to feed him lines and encouraging, but of course I can't say anything.
Amazing.
Because the microphone is on. So he starts saying the lines to me, except, like, he's going off in these random directions, and he starts going off about something about, like, a cat, and then something about, like, a rabbit, and I, by the end of it, had this pillow stuffed over my face going, like, oh no, you cannot make me laugh because
That's
the microphone
amazing.
Is on. Oh, so, that was one of my favorite stories.
That's excellent.
For, recording stories.
One of my most recent ones, it's not published yet because this was my big gift for ITPE this year.
Have to keep an eye out.
Yeah, but it's just like, I got to be so hammy with Yaskier's lines. it was such a great time. And he and Geralt are both oblivious throughout the fic about completely different things, and just being able to play that off of each other was really satisfying and fun.
So, wait,
sounds
were
excellent.
It was just you recording this?
Yeah, yeah.
So you were playing off yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like,
nice.
I'm sometimes impressed at myself that I can go from doing Yaskier's, like, going through the octaves and the whole span of human emotion in this monologue and then back down to Geralt being very unimpressed with him.
Oh, Geralt and his grunting.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think one of the funnest experiences was really early on. I was really lucky. I met Lunchy. She came to Canada, and then she was staying with my friend. So we all, like, sat around in her room and tried to record this, like, Sherlock crack potfic together. Mm. And we could not get, like, any laptop to work. So then,
oh no.
In the end, we all sat, like, under her bunk bed. And then we hung, like, her iPods, her headphones that had a mic on it. We hung it in between the three of us from the bottom of a bunk bed, and then we recorded a podfic like this.
Nice.
Wow.
And yeah, and that one is actually posted. It is on my AO3, so y'all can go listen to it. It was really fun to record.
Yeah, I bet. Fun to record, maybe not so fun to edit.
I guess it was okay to edit, just because, like, we're all in the same room, yeah. So.
Still, yeah.
But yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Still, you're right.
That actually leads really well into the next question. What do you do to prepare or set up for when you're going to record something?
Literally nothing at all. I don't even have a microphone. So I just open up Audacity and then read at my laptop.
That's what I do. That makes it really easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the minimalistic aspect definitely has a place there.
Yeah, I actually just this year started having a proper space to do podficking in, which means that I can use my Snowball mic for the first time comfortably, because just having it set up, like, next to me on the bed was not working at all, but now I have a desk, so mm-hmm. I basically Yay. Just take my laptop downstairs and set up the mic, and this time I got fancy and plugged in the Christmas tree because it was in the same room with me, and I decided, what the heck.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Excellent.
I also make sure that I've got lip balm and water.
Yes.
At least good. Water. Sometimes I don't always do this, but if my stomach's like grumbly, I'll have ginger ale or something just to like sip on. And I've also found that that can sometimes help with mouth noises. I drink Reed's ginger brew, which I think has honey in it, which is extra good in the summer because you don't always want hot tea.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, I also drink tea, although not this time of year, not so much in the summer. I seem to have the most complex setup. I have a pod cave that used to be a walk-in closet. So, yeah, that took a bit of setting up. I had to rip apart a foam mattress and basically tape it to the wall in some places.
That's amazing, though.
Once it was set up, it was pretty cool. Like, had to get a couple of extension cords in there, but now all I have to do is go in there and get my tea and sit down and start.
Oh.
Yeah, that can help.
Sometimes I brush my teeth, too, to help with mouth noises.
That's good to know. Very cool. Here's a question. Do you guys potfic sitting down or standing up?
Sitting down.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
I used to do that, and then I found I don't have a standing desk, so I just stack a bunch of, like, boxes on top of my desk and put my laptop on top. And if I stand up, I have better posture. So it actually helps.
Yeah, I'm very aware of my posture when recording too. I tend to record longer things, so
totally fair.
But I do try to sit up straight and keep my posture even while sitting. So yeah, that's very important.
Yeah, nice. I do try to get up and stretch or go to the bathroom or whatever at intervals. I don't always remember to if I'm getting really into it and then my legs fall asleep. But I do try to do that when I can. Nice. It can also help reset my brain if there's like one line that I just can't get. So.
Yeah.
That actually leads into another question of mine, which is, are there any words or phrases that keep tripping you up over and over again?
All sorts of stuff.
I'll throw in mine. Soliloquy. There was a fic a while back where...
Oh my god.
I could not say that word. I tried for like 5 or 6 minutes before... I just had to walk away. Soliloquy.
Nice.
Soliloquy, damn it.
Just the other day, I was reading one, and I was just like, what's the word? Uglily?
Oh.
Ugly? I don't know how to say that word. It's like ugly, but like the adverb for ugly. I don't know how to say it. I was just like,
I don't know either.
I tend to get tripped up when there are too many words in a row that have too many L's and R's in them.
Yeah.
And fucking Geralt's name. I just... That one gets me so often. I just can't.
I hear that. I've been recording some short ones with him recently, and I see the G, and I'm just like, no, it's not George. It's not Gerald. It's Geralt. Geralt. It's the girl. Ah, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's, like, one of the short stories where somebody keeps calling him Gerard.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Close enough.
So, like, there's a canon basis for people being confused about his name.
Absolutely.
All right, another question then. What fandoms are you into at the moment? So, like, for me, I am very into The Witcher as well, but I'm also into Star Wars, the prequels, Clone Wars, Rebels Ooh. Era, and I've also into a lot of smaller fandoms, a lot of C dramas and K dramas.
Hey! Yes!
Yeah, those seem to suck a lot of potfickers in.
Yep, and people in general.
Yeah, unfortunately, there aren't too many fics on AO3, so...
There's a lot of gems.
There really are. There's a lot of shows that just haven't reached the US yet, and yeah.
Well, this seems like the perfect moment for me to sell you on my current fandom, Litra, if you're interested in good C dramas. Mm-hmm. The one, my like eternal, you know, fandom now is Nirvana in Fire, and you might have heard of it because it's gaining some traction. But it is a C drama. It's like 54 episodes long, but it is very, very plot-wise, it is excellent, and all of the characters are so complex. There are lots of great ladies, and it is kind of a like justice revenge story. So it's like the protagonist, his family got like declared traitors. And executed. So, like, he didn't die, he survived, and he comes back under a different guise to try to redress justice by trying to put his childhood best friend, like, the unfavored prince, on the throne.
Ooh.
Yes. So, it is amazing.
Nice.
Absolutely. If you like identity porn, if you like badass ladies, if you like intricate politicking, if you like, you know, like longing homoerotic glances,
who
we have
doesn't?
All of that. Who doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are works, you know, we have like over 1,000 English works on DO3 as of now. This is kind of cool.
Nice.
So there is, like, things for you to read.
Nice.
Exactly. So there. That was my thing.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay. Well, I could go ahead and tell you about another one, then. I'll go ahead and step in. I am currently obsessed with a show called Goblin. I think it has another title. It's Goblin the... what is it?
Goblin. It's called Goblin, straight up, right? That's a K-drama, I believe.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Cool. Good. It deserves all the love. So, it's about, the main character was kind of betrayed by his king and kind of betrayed his king. There was an evil advisor involved, and he was cursed to be immortal and roam the world watching all of his people die until his wife is born and she can kill him or make him mortal or something like that. And so he eventually meets this woman, and she's about to die. It's a snowy night, and she's been in a car accident.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, and so he saves her, and it turns out she's pregnant, and the child is his bride. But in the meantime, he, like, moves in, he gets a roommate, and the roommate is a Grim Reaper, and yes, they were roommates. So, and this Grim Reaper and him have this back and forth with the Grim Reaper wants to, like, he can't remember his past, and so he's all, like, longing to live properly, and the goblin can remember all these terrible stuff, and so he's like, I don't want anything to do with humans. Yeah, it's so sweet. And then the bride, the main character, comes in, and she, like, is so human and so perfect, and she causes all this chaos for both of them and all of the emotions, and it's really tightly written. Like, amazing. Everything comes back.
Amazing. I've heard really good things about it, so I will definitely try to give it a shot.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. There's only one season, and unfortunately there aren't that many fics on AO3, awesome. But it's really
good.
We'll
get on that. Thank you.
So, Chantress, would you like to...
I mean... We all know that I'm basically neck deep in The Witcher. Like, that's all I do right now.
Well, would you like to describe it for any listeners who haven't dived into that fandom yet?
Let me pull up this description of it I saw on Tumblr.
This will be good.
Okay.
Nice.
Himbo monster slayer who can't say no, meets angry rogue sorceress who can't say yes, and bard without survival instincts who can't shut up. The horse suffers in silence.
Oh, that's good.
That is amazing.
Yes. That...
yes. So,
amazing.
Yeah. And I just partly it's a spite fandom because my ex didn't like it, and so I'm like, I'm really gonna go for it now. After we broke up.
Valid.
So.
Very valid.
Yeah. Yes, so, valid.
But it's a lot of fun, and, like, the big wreck in the fandom that you can read or listen to without knowing anything about The Witcher is, the Accidental Warlord and His Pack series. Which has, the first story in it has been podficked by several people, but Ace of Tigers is doing, like, the entire series as it comes out, and there's over 30 stories now, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you're looking for a good podfic series to get into to kind of introduce you to the world through this very different AU, that's a good place to start.
Cool. Yeah, I can definitely second that. I found that series at the start of the month and kind of binged it and filled my days with it for several weeks. It's really, really good.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm introducing my mom to it. And we're, like, speculating on where certain plot points are going to end up going, and it's a lot of fun to share it with her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Aww.
All right. Getting on now, so let's have a couple more questions. What is your favorite or least favorite part of creating podfic?
I love reading podfic. I like recording it. I do not like editing it.
That's a mood.
I have recently figured out why, and I think it's because while I edit, I have to pay attention and just listen without doing anything else. And that is something very difficult for me. Like, when I listen to something, if I can doodle, if I can do something else with my hands, it's fine. But if I can, if I have to just sit there and watch, you know, the my little cursor go and just listen, my brain kind of goes away and thinks about other things, and then I miss bits.
I sort of have that problem. The way I've figured out to solve it is I delete my mistakes as I make them and then re-record the line. And then all I have to go through and cut out is, like, keyboard clicks and stuff. And then I listen through for pacing, and I can be, like, doodling or playing solitaire or whatever, and then I can just go into Audacity if I hear something, like,
long silences
that needs to be cut out or needs less of a space or more of a space.
That's cool. Edit as you go. I'll need to try it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's worth a try and see if it works for you.
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't tried that myself, but I've heard it works for several people. For me, when I try to edit, I put it up to 1 1/3 speed, so everything sounds like chipmunks, and for some reason that triggers my brain into, like, helping it focus more, and also it takes 1/3 less the time. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. Huh. Speeding up. Okay, this is very interesting. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. The other thing that I really don't like doing is all the text in the audio files,
metadata?
Yes,
oh, the God. Metadata. I always forget the metadata.
Yeah, guilty
as
well. Yeah,
you know, I do really minimalist metadata because I figure everybody's got their preferred organizational system and they can add it to the podfic after they download it. So I don't really bother much with it, but yeah, I also dislike having to do that.
Yeah.
So, Chantress, do you have a favorite or least favorite part?
I think my favorite part of podficking is both reading it and kind of the high that I get after I finish recording something, because that's like, there's that feeling of accomplishment of I made a thing, and then and then I realize now I have to edit that thing. That's kind of the low point. I mean, I've gotten so that I don't mind editing itself as much. Just, I kind of resent how much time it takes, even with how streamlined I have it. So
yeah, that's valid.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try one more question here. If you could point somebody at one podfic that you are really proud of and they should go check out, what would it be?
Oh. I need to think about this.
Yeah, I can go first since I've had time to think about it. Okay. So the one podfic of mine that I always point to, it's called Staying Alive. It's a Flash Legends of Tomorrow fanfic. It's a zombie apocalypse AU, but it's very light, and the zombies are really kind of just in the background. Like, it only happens to have taken place after the zombie apocalypse.
Amazing.
But the great thing about it is that it was written, there are like 30 different sections, and when I recorded all those different sections, They were all, like, 5 minutes or less long. So every section has some kind of audio editing or formatting or sound effect. I just threw in all the bells and whistles and the kitchen sink and all of it. So I really got to play around with pretty much everything and...
Amazing.
Yeah, it was very fun to do. Staying Alive, I'd recommend it. It's a couple of years old now, but I'd still recommend it as that's the one.
That's so cool.
Neat.
Okay, I think I have one. So this is actually a potfic that I had recorded back when I was on LiveJournal, and I never posted it anywhere. I just recorded it for myself, and it sat in my files for years. And then during the previous voice teams, I dug it back up, and then I re-recorded it, and I put in a bunch of like music. And so now it's on AO3, and it's called Lala, How the Life Goes On. And it is a Star Trek, like, 2009 movie era. Hikaru, Sulu, and Chekhov kitfic. So it's just them and a lot of kids, and they all play music, and it's great. So it's just, like, super, super self-indulgent. Yeah. And super cute. And I have also, like, a bunch of doodles that I did of the kids. Because I love them so much. Yay. So, yeah.
All the fluff.
It's just very cracky and silly and fluffy. So, if that's your jam, please go listen to that one.
Yay.
Nice.
I'm kind of going through my Podfic catalog going, well, I like all of these for different reasons. Fuck.
what's one that should be getting more love?
Oh, that's a completely different question.
Okay, sorry.
I think I was trying to help. My favorite ones that, let me think. One of my favorite ones that I've done this past year was Controlled Burn, written by Dira Sudis, and it's a Geralt Eskel fanfic, and this was the first podfic I did featuring Eskel, and I really enjoy his and Geralt's dynamics so much. Like, I don't know, just something about the pairing makes me happy inside, and I really like this fic in particular that it explores kind of the not quite brotherly, not quite friends, definitely sexual, definitely kinky relationship that they have. Like, they they meet up in this town, presumably by chance, although there's indications that Eskel maybe planned this. And there's kinky use of Witcher signs, and it's amazing.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah, I've actually had that one on my to-be-listened-to pile for a while, so it may have just jumped up the list there, yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I am also planning to record more Geralt Eskel fic in the coming year, so...
Nice. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Keep your eye out for that.
Yay. All right. So is there anything else that you guys would like to promote or shill or say to any of our listeners?
Chilling. Thank you for, you know, coming up with these questions and doing this, organizing this whole thing.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun too, so thank you. And in that case, thank you guys for listening, and
Yay.
we'll see you next time.
Yes. For another episode of, what's the title of this?
Oh, I have no idea what the title is. Podfic.
How
I
do
don't know.
podfic? It might.
How do podfic? How do podfic? Yes, that's now the title. All right. See you guys next
Awesome.
time.